to Brad and John.
Classic Rock 92.9 KISM.
818, partly sunny today, a high of 56, 42 right now. Ecologist Chris Morgan in the studio with us this morning, talking about the Wolves, who are now setting up shop in a couple of them, at least, that we know of, in Skagit County.
They're hooking up.
They are boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
We believe that they have love is in the air.
They're the only two. They don't go outside the species, do they?
No, they don't. Yeah, okay, they don't have many options. They've got each other, basically.
Yeah, that's it. Well, there's websites. Match.com or Howl.com, I think, in their case. Germany. Now, you said they have wolves in Germany.
It's a pretty crazy parallel, actually. Yeah, I was over in Germany in the fall and telling the story of these wolves, and they were eliminated completely from Germany. And then two of them came in from Poland. So I was on my motorcycle, followed their journey from Poland, came through Poland and into eastern Germany, this area of Saxony. And those two wolves 20 years ago started to breed, and then they started to expand. And now across Germany, 20 years later, there's 1,000 wolves.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. And this place is about twice the size of Washington State. And they've got 1,000 wolves now, so we've got about 126 wolves here. So the comparisons are pretty interesting. But there's 80 million people that live in that country versus we have 7 million in Washington State, something like that.
So wolves are scarce, relatively scarce in this world, huh?
They are, yeah. So, and they are. They were more or less wiped out. I mean, I always say that, you know, Little Red Riding Hood's PR firm was way more effective than the wolves' PR firm. You know, I mean, myths and folklores have not done these animals very, very good at all because, you know, they're not dangerous to humans. They'd sooner mind their own business like cougars, you know.
Keep the nature balance going a little better?
Yes, totally. When you bring them back, it definitely happens. Like in Yellowstone, look what happened there. You know, it brought the coyote population down, which then allowed the small mammal population to come up, and that fed all the birds of prey and raptors. And they even helped grizzlies over there by providing carcasses that grizzlies would clean up after them, you know. So all kinds of things they can do.
So maybe they can get rid of some of the elk that people are complaining about in Skagit County. Those two can go to work and do that.
Honestly, it's a really good point. I mean, those elk would be receding more into the forest and hiding from the wolves, even if the wolves weren't killing them and attacking them. If they knew they were around, those elk would start behaving more differently, you know. They wouldn't be out on those meadows, so yeah. There's a role for these wolves, you know. They've played it for thousands of years.
Okay, so you went to Italy.
Yeah.
Grizzly bears there.
Yeah.
Who would have known that? I thought they were just a thing here in North America.
It's pretty amazing. Used to be grizzlies. I like calling them Euro grizzlies, you know. But they're really
are they smaller?
Brown bears. Yeah, they're a bit smaller than our grizzly. A big one would be, big male would be 300 pounds or so.
Do they have a beret and
more
like
fashion?
You know,
yeah.
Somewhat rude.
It's all skinny jeans. Hipsters, kind of
hipster bears.
Yes, hipster bears. So it's
fun to picture. Yeah,
they're there in Italy, and there's a history of them there.
There is. They've always been there. But the Romans, this was a crazy thing. I went to the national park. It's called Abruzzo. It's just 2 hours drive from Rome. And there's 50 brown bears, 50 of these Euro Italian grizzly bears there. And there used to be hundreds. So there's 50 in this one national park. I actually saw one, which is probably the rarest thing I'll ever see in my life. And then I went to Rome to tell the story of them in the Colosseum. The Romans used to gather these brown bears up, put them in the Colosseum, and have them fight gladiators alongside tigers and wolves and all kinds of crazy things. So
they actually did that in a Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh.
That's where they got it from.
Probably.
They actually had an episode where that happened. So they would do that.
Yeah, that was real. At one point, I heard this story where they had this giant wooden whale created and built, the Romans did, in the middle of the Colosseum, on the sand of the platform of the Colosseum. And then the guys under the ground would pull these giant chains, and it opened up the mouth of this giant wooden whale, and 50 brown bears came pouring out, live, wild.
So they were into the spectacle, too. They were into the presentation of it all.
I think they loved drama, you know, from the stuff I've read. It's just crazy.
So how many over there?
So 50 in this one national park, that's it, yeah. So to see one of them was pretty magic.
Pretty even balance, 25 and 25, or is it
That's a really good question. I don't know.
You would hope.
Yeah, there's some competition there, I'm sure, yeah.
Now, what about do they have big cats over there?
They have European lynx, which are a pretty big cat, same as our lynx here, pretty much. So yeah, they've got them in the mountains there.
I saw an interesting story just this week that Netflix has released a warning to animal lovers about the scenes in the Our Planet
that it's, you know, it's nature taking its course and stuff like that. And some of the, you know, animal on animal takedowns are pretty brutal and stuff. I'm sure you've seen a lot of,
it can be pretty brutal, and it's that stuff that gets eyeballs, isn't it? You know, I think it sort of speaks to our primal selves, you know, I think.
Is there anything that gets to a wolf, though? I mean, does the wolf fear any other animal that would be out there?
You know, it's weird. Not even grizzly bears seem to affect them. I've seen wolves dancing around grizzly bears on the coast in Alaska, just literally like nipping at their butts, wanting to play. It's the bizarrest thing, you know. One time I was up in Alaska, this great thing happened to us, a most amazing experience. I was with a small group of people saying, let's howl to the wolves. And they were saying, the guy's crazy, you can't howl to the wolves. So we got them on this little hilltop and we started howling. I was showing them how to do this wolf howl, you know, to bring them in. And it does work sometimes. And there's a bear sitting about 50 yards away from us, a big brown bear. And he's looking at us like we're completely nuts.
What are these guys doing?
So we let out this howl and this wolf comes trotting out of the brush right in front of us and looking at us. And the bear's looking at the wolf and he's looking at us going, how the hell did you do that?
Wow.
it was so amazing. But yeah, I mean, I think those experiences, people forget how, you know, gentle and playful and fascinating these creatures are, and yeah, it's the blood and gore that gets the headlines, isn't it? Sometimes.
The Wild is the name of the podcast that Chris does. It's excellent. You can subscribe to it on iTunes. I got it in my deal, so go look for that. You're doing that in conjunction with KUOW. What else do you do? Where are you going? Where are you traveling? What's going on?
Well, Italy grabbed my heart. I'm going back there in a month to go and see if I can find another bear, but I'm not putting money on it.
So, I mean, you just tell the wife I'm going to Italy to go look at the bears, see you in a few weeks.
She's coming with me this time.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay.
Alaska, Italy, Poland, Germany, just cruising all over.
All over the
world.
You're
amazing. I love it.
Chris, thank you so much. Good luck with this podcast. We love hearing your stories and stay in touch. And we love that we can access you when something's going on with the wolves or any other animal, you know, out there. It's great to be able to reel you in and get your knowledge on all
this. Awesome. I appreciate being here, guys. Thank you.
Chris Morgan on the Brad and John Show.